Describe your favorite place in your house where you can relax.
1. Why is it difficult for some people to relax? I think that it is difficult for some people to relax because they have a lot of anxiety and stress in their lives, and they find that difficult to let go of. I mean, they might want to relax, but they don't know how. Besides, many people work so much that they don't even have time to relax. Or they're always taking care of other people, like their kids or their parents, so they have no time for themselves. 2. What are the benefits of doing exercise? Exercise can be very beneficial for a number of reasons. Firstly, it lowers the levels of cortisol in your body, which is the stress hormone. Next, it makes your body healthier, and a healthier body always leads to a healthier mind. Plus, exercising every day can get you into a positive routine, which is always a good thing. If you make it a habit to exercise every morning, afternoon, or evening, then you can get into a really good schedule. 3. Do people in your country exercise after work? Yes, a lot of people in my country exercise after work. We have many gyms that are open in the evenings, so people choose to go to the gyms after work because it is convenient. Exercising immediately after work is a good way to ensure that you have a lot of energy for the rest of your evening. And it also helps you to work up an appetite for dinner. That being said, not everyone exercises after work. Some people prefer to do it before work or not at all. 4. What is the place where people spend most of their time in their home? I suppose that most people spend a lot of time in their living room. Of course, it depends on who they live with. I think most families spend time in the living room because it's a common area where they can hang out together while still doing their own thing. Besides, many people I know like hanging out on their couch in their living room. But people who live alone probably spend most of their time in the bedroom since they don't need to entertain or talk to anyone else. 5. Do you think there should be classes for training young people and children how to relax? Well, classes could be an interesting way to help young people and children learn how to relax. I'm not sure if they really need to take those kinds of courses, but I could see it being helpful for some people. These classes could emphasize different activities for relaxation. Young people could learn how to meditate or do physical activities like yoga, which help them de-stress. Besides, I think the classes could teach young people and children about the importance of relaxation by showing them the scientific benefits. 6. Which is more important, mental relaxation or physical relaxation? This is a really tricky question, isn't it? It seems to me that they are both crucial to one's health. I'm not an expert in medical science, so I don't have a definitive answer. But if I had to pick one, I would say mental relaxation is probably more important. You can recover from physical fatigue by having some good rest or a good sleep. But sometimes it's hard to make mental stress fade away. And your moods tend to affect your physical strength as well. From that perspective, relaxing your mind is more important.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。